The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Friday, the end of the week already. They go by, I tell you, like leaves in the wind, and it's not going to slow down. The election draws nearer next week, the last week of August. We have a full 3 hours for you tonight, and let's get right to it. Dean Henderson is standing by. Dean's with us once a month. He is remarkably astute and appears all over the internet on television, and his columns appear at Rents and have for quite some time. A former Bernie Sanders, devoted follower, who is not happy with the way things turned out for a variety of reasons. And there's more news in that department as well. Dean, hello, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm still here, my friend, like you are.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do, and that's true. Hillary skates again. Again. Seven months after a federal judge ordered the State Department to begin releasing monthly batches of the deleted daily schedules showing meetings by Hillary Clinton, and guess who those people might have been? Could they have possibly been donors to the Clinton Foundation? Showing meetings by Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State. The government told the AP it won't finish the job before Election Day. Shocker. The department has so far released about half of the schedules, its lawyers said. In a phone conversation with the AP's lawyers, that the department indicates now expects to release the last of the detailed schedules around December 30th, weeks before the president is inaugurated. Well, no accidences. No coincidences, no accidents. That's the way it works. It's just, they must have dirt on so many people. It must be almost incalculable. I'll bet they have dirt on practically anybody who's anybody in Washington.
Yeah, it's just a show. It's just another election year show. And it's a
grim show. It's a grim spectacle.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
It's really dark.
This year.
No, it's bad.
Worse.
I've got a story up there that appears to show, it's weird, Hillary Clinton at a, I forget which stop it was, at a campaign rally. She's up and she's got the Clinton sign is in front with the arrow on it, the H, in front of the rostrum there, the podium that she's standing at. And she finishes her speech and walks off to her right, our left. There are people in the audience with their smartphones, holding them up, recording, digitally recording her walking, finishing up, and then walking off the stage. The only problem is she's not in the pictures.
Yeah.
It's called green screen. It looks like they are doing all kinds of things that are outright fraud. That she's not there.
Maybe she's just a hologram.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's really weird. Take a look at it. Make up your own mind. All I can do is put it up there. But it does look like the rostrum is there, the stage is there, but there's no Hillary. They could have easily put this together with a green screen. And if she's sick, why not? Why wouldn't they? I guess they would. Back to the State Department issue. The schedules drew new attention this week after the AP analyzed the ones that have been released so far. The news agency found that more than half the people outside the government who met or spoke by telephone with Clinton while she was Secretary of State had given money, either personally or through companies or groups, to the Clinton Foundation. That's called pay to play. That's what Mr. Trump has been talking about. And obviously, they're holding these things until after the election. No accidents, no coincidences. Same old, same old. It is really ugly, ugly stuff.
Yeah, there's a good movie to watch. It's called Clinton Cash. Have you seen that one?
Haven't yet, but I understand Breitbart paid for it to be released internet-wide. It reminds me of Dreams of My Real Father, Joel Gilbert's excellent documentary on Barry Satoro, The Truth About Barack Obama, which was released before the last election. And I think it was released in concert, possibly with Israel. I think the Mossad was behind it. He had some real inside information showing that Barry's father was not Barack Obama Sr. It was famous Frank Marshall Davis, famous Frank, the communist. So very interesting. The timing of this release, clearly very important. Everyone should watch it, whether or not they support Hillary. Now, what are your thoughts about that documentary?
Well, no, it's all just what happened, and it's just the way it is, and it's just the Clintons. They say one thing, and they do another thing. And so this is why, basically what happened with Sanders was, I got it. Preston James, we could talk every once in a while. We talked this morning.
Sure.
And he's hearing, two things he's hearing that I'm hearing, the same stuff. One from Leo Wanta about this derivatives bubble. It's a matter of days now before this thing comes apart. It might have started today in Jackson Hole with Janet Yellen and Fisher signaling an interest rate hike in September because that's a necessary ingredient for this.
Right.
Two, and back to this, what we're talking about is, basically confirming that they basically went to Bernie after he met Clinton at the White House and said, look, he cheated, we got the dirt. We're not going to play ball. It got real quiet. They did Orlando, just because they just wanted to divert people's attention from it.
Because they can.
And that's when it got quiet. And then they went, and then they beat the shit out of him, and that's where the mark came on his head. And
so you agree with that?
And his family. Yeah,
that big jaw. It looks like he got hit by somebody wearing a ring.
They said, you will buy this chalet in Vermont, and it's not an option. You will buy it. Here's the money. Get lost and keep quiet, or your family's all going to be dead. And that, to me, Jeff, signals pretty much the end of any semblance or possibility of American democracy. I mean, look, it's just a show. It happens every 4 years. The media fixates on the election starting, they started 4 years ago fixating on this election.
Absolutely.
And it's such a joke to the rest of the world. I mean, we don't report 10,000 people dead in Yemen from Saudi bombing, from U.S. bombs.
Civilians, by the way.
Civilians and 10,000 more kids starving. We don't report that the Iraqi army is just about ready to take Mosul, and that's why today Iran was allowed to sell oil to the South Koreans in euros, because the U.S. is basically surrendering in the Middle East is what's really happening. We've lost, and we're surrendering, and we're giving concessions now to the Russians. Lavrov and Kerry talking in Geneva today. Kerry all of a sudden changing his tune and saying, oh, we're going to have a ceasefire now in Syria. Well, because they lost in Aleppo. They've been defeated in Aleppo. And, of course, all we hear is about the little children and the pictures and the poster kids and how Assad's bombing every system.
Wag the dog.
Lies. And that's just what bullies do. They're bullies, and they attack people viciously, and then when they get their butts kicked, they start whining to mama. So it's all this election is just a show. I mean, it's fascism. It's might is right. It's basically, you know, if you don't go along with us and if we can't cheat you out of it and manipulate you out of it that way, then we'll just threaten you.
Or we'll kill you.
We live in a fascist system. I mean, we live in one of the least democratic countries in the world.
No question. We are the great Satan.
Lecturing people about, you know, democracy and trying to spread democracy. Yeah. We don't have democracy here. And anybody that watched the election and how the Clintons cheated Bernie out of this election, is frankly just, I mean, they're delusional. And if they think there's any semblance of democracy, and my opinion is anyone that thinks Trump is an outsider that's going to come and rescue us is also delusional. And I know you support him, and I don't mean it personal, but I just think it's a crazy concept because it's not going to happen. And so it doesn't really matter.
Well, let me say one thing to back up what you're saying. And yes, I support him as by far and away the lesser of two evils. Yeah. However, evil is still evil, and his controllers, I'm convinced, are leaning on him. You know what got him the nomination? That's his. Whether you agree or disagree,
shoot from the hip.
That's right.
And what
have they made him into? A professional politician. That's
right.
What they're trying to make him look like.
And there's the Resorts International ownership.
That's right.
CIA,
it's all.
It's the mob. So he's the mob, and he's the open fascist, and Hillary's the soft fascist who talks like a liberal. And the whole problem with this country is it's gone so far to the right that there's no hope. I mean, we you know, Reagan's the big hero of the conservatives, and Reagan's the guy that he intervened in Grenada, he intervened in Nicaragua, he intervened in, you know, Namibia, and Mozambique, Renamo, Afghanistan, right. El Salvador, on and on. He's the guy that got this whole, you know, interventionist, you know, nation state building that they accuse the so-called liberals of doing.
They're not liberals.
Yeah. Anyway, these aren't liberals. These are. You know, Hillary Clinton. Her problem is she's far right. I mean, that's the problem.
Thank you for that.
She's
absolutely,
you know, some kind of liberal or anything. It's just that she talks like a liberal. See, but then you look at the Clinton Foundation, and it's pay to play. I mean, she shoots down. You know, she basically supports the Keystone Pipeline. Why? Because Bill got paid by TD Bank in Canada. $500,000 for a speech right before she basically supported the Keystone Pipeline. This bank had all the ownership of the companies that had interest in the pipeline. She gave away 20% of the nation's uranium to the Russians. Because why? Because the company in Canada, again, the Canadians, it's the Bronfmans, it's the Zionists. Canada is probably the main bastion, really, of the Zionists nowadays. And that's all the mining companies and stuff.
Toronto
and Vancouver.
Command and control center, it is for North America.
It is for North America. So, anyway, you know, so he gets paid another $500,000 by this, you know, company with ties to the Russians, and now the Russians own 20% of the uranium in this country. So you talk about Trump's connection to the Russians, they make hay out of that, but, you know, really the Clintons have way more connections, and it's just they talk one way and they do another, and that, it's do as I say, not as I do, and, you know, that's the problem with Hillary Clinton. She's a right winger, and Trump's even further right, and they're just, this isn't going to work. I mean, it's not working. So ever since Reagan, we've been in this downward spiral of interventionism, telling people we're so exceptional, and now the Democrats, they sound like Reagan Democrats. Listen to the convention. I mean, they sound like Reagan Democrats at that convention. I mean, you know, they're all saying how we're the exceptional, and we're this, and that's just a sign of a declining empire when people start talking that way. They know it's slipping.
I agree.
And we just lost a war in the Middle East, and it's slipping, all right, because when Mosul's done, ISIS is done, which is totally American fabrication to try to hang on to power.
Yeah.
That's why they're stirring a little stuff in Ukraine again, too. Because they're desperate.
Oh, they got 70,000 troops on that line of demarcation now. Kiev does, with heavy artillery, tanks, the works, all there.
Yeah. So that's what they do, and it's a joke. I mean, every 4 years, it's a joke. And,
well, it's more obscene now, almost in a way, Dean, than it has ever been before. The outrageousness of the Clintons' criminality. I'm not saying, let's just talk about the Clintons for a minute. You watch that documentary, I've got to see it. These people are acting like they are answerable to no one and they are above all laws. And in effect, that's the truth. but they're actually acting like it.
All the while talking like they're such progressive people and they're out to help people, when in fact they're out to help mining magnets and, you know, they did.
Hey, they don't give a goddamn about people. Human life means nothing.
They built, so the southern part of Haiti was rocked by the earthquake. So under the guise of the Haiti, you know, the rehabilitation of Haiti, which Bill Clinton was in charge of, you know, if you remember. And Hillary was down there all the time with him as Secretary of State. So they built a textile plant in the northern part of the country, which wasn't even affected. Well, this textile plant, they said it was going to employ 60,000 people and employed about 5,000 for dirt wages. Guess what? Supplies Walmart and Target with clothing. That was one of the things. And you know, the other stuff just didn't get done. I mean, it spent all this money, and it was just all the friends of the Clintons, all the donors of the Clinton Foundation. So it's just, I mean, they're just... yeah, I mean, we're in trouble, and we're not going to get out of this trouble until Americans adopt a different political philosophy. And it's not privatization, and it's not, you know, I just don't understand it. The Illuminati runs things by controlling everything, privatizing everything, doing what Trump's did to whatever his empire, doing what the Clintons do with their foundation. And somehow people think that we're going to get out of it that way by, you know, going further to the right and keep electing these right-wing politicians and keep privatizing everything and keep destroying the public domain. I mean, Obamacare is just another, it's all it did is it gave more power to the insurance companies, more power to the pharmaceutical companies. That's why this EpiPen stuff happens, because, you know, it gave them even more power. So it has nothing to do with progressive, nothing to do with anything, you know, that's progressive. And what it'll do is it'll create a backlash against government health care, which it's not at all, and not at all. And then we'll never get single-payer health care, which is government health care, which we need to have. And so it's just so far out. I mean, American politics is so far out. The only hope we really do have is that the Russians can take these people out, and maybe it's starting to happen. And when the wheels come off on this derivatives bubble, I mean, yeah, in a way they're planning it, but it could easily get out of control. And so I'm really pessimistic about American politics and the fact that we can ever change anything.
No, American politics is done. It's dead. It's finished. You can't rehabilitate this. It's too far gone.
I mean, people are too stupid. That's just, frankly, people are stupid.
And getting dumber all the time. And that's no disrespect to anyone listening here. You people listen because you care.
These people not. But I mean,
the average sheep is so damn dumb. They'll never figure it out until they're walking up the final ramp and they hear the screams of the dying and smell the blood of death. That's when they'll wake up.
And you can try to explain it, but it's like, so it requires so much, understanding the history, understanding of things that you basically, they're lied to every day. It used to just be the TV. Now it's the internet lying to them every day. And so you can explain it, but it's just, you know, we don't, like a gal, I was watching something on this Rothschild gal that came out and was talking last night, and she said, we don't need a revolution, we need a revelation, you know, and that's so true, because, you know, a revolution, well, what good is it going to do if we just come out of it and we want to just elect some, you know, fascist dictator who's going to target blacks and Muslims and gun down Hispanics and, you know, create martial law on the streets or law and order or whatever. I mean, that's where it sits now. So what good is that going to do? Only thing that's going to help is a revelation, which means, you know, people are going to really have to take a hard look at, okay, look, guess what? They're trying to kill us. That's a fact. You know, you need to accept it. You need to grow up. You need to be an adult. And you need, I know it's a harsh reality. People don't want to think that there's anybody out there that would just want to kill the whole of humanity, but there is.
You just need
to accept that, and you need to, and that's a revelation. And you need the revelation that ISIS is a CIA creation. You need to accept that. You need to accept that 9-1-1 was an inside job, and you accept that Kennedy was assassinated by the bankers. There's a lot of big things that are just being blocked out. And it's cognitive dissonance, and it's like fragmenting people. They know, I think, their soul. They still have that human soul that knows that it's a big lie, but somehow they just cling to it because it's their livelihood. They're in debt. They got to pay their house. They got to pay their car.
Yep.
Da 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 da. So
they got to go along to get along, or they go down.
Go along to get along. And it's creating this mass psychosis.
But the thing that bothers me is what you mentioned earlier, and that's the actual intelligence quotient the knowledge, the wisdom base that the average American has or hasn't, they're getting dumber all the time. And it's all by design. We all know this. It's the education, yeah. So-called education. These people are going to be drooling idiots in another generation. No contest. None. No. They'll put up no resistance.
No, they're already kind of there. And the electronic, one of the things I've been thinking about, we've talked a lot about the electronics and how it affects people and stuff. And one of the things I was thinking about that I hadn't thought about, you know, if we're going to be loving human beings that act like human beings, then we have to, you know, compassionate people, then we have to spin at a high frequency. You know, we have to be on a high frequency. And I mean, and what didn't dawn on me until a couple of days ago on something I saw, all of this stuff coming out of TV, coming out of the internet, cell phone towers, is low frequency waves.
ELF. Extreme low frequency.
Extreme low. So what's that do? It not only does it
takes you out of your.
It takes you down to their lizard brain. Yeah. You know, base, mean, angry, hysterical. You know,
stressed, unhappy, full of anguish, angst. Miserable.
The opposite of
happiness. Nobody's
the
happy.
The opposite of happiness and the opposite of human.
And the opposite of kindness. Yeah.
And the opposite of kindness and all the good things that everyone hopefully was taught when they were little. And this is what dawned on me. This is what they're doing. So it's a weapon.
They've been doing it for decades.
And it's intensifying, of course, now. I just heard one of the things, I think it was tied to the... one of the things, Google is now... They're going around the world and they're finding places where there's, you know, white spots where there's no cell phone coverage. And so they went to Sri Lanka and that was one of them. So they're offering Sri Lanka, everybody in Sri Lanka, free internet service.
Yeah. They're going to Wi-Fi the planet, see?
They're Wi-Fiing the planet. Why? Because this is the means of really controlling people for once and for all, and there's no escaping it. And yeah, they've dumbed us down with media and TV, but this is a more sophisticated thing. This is electronic.
Wi-Fi is not just Wi-Fi. Keep that in mind. It's just it's a carrier. There's a lot of stuff they can launch off cell phone towers and do either from space, from land, from roving vans, if they want to target somebody in particular, it doesn't matter. You really summed it up perfectly. The thing is, it's just beyond redemption. It's gone. And I'm really sorry to say that. That doesn't mean any of you should give up and quit, but you've got to have your expectations, I think, reconfigured into a realistic paradigm so that you know when you talk to many people, they're going to reject you out of hand. They're into denial. They're uneducated. They don't want to hear about it. They're stressed. They're in debt. It's the planet usury. Remember that. Usury. That keeps people in leg irons.
But we have to defend the truth still.
Oh, we will.
Matters. And that's what we'll do. It'll be less and less. It'll be harder. It'll be less popular than ever.
I got more to say about that.
Let's talk about my...
Hold on, Dean, because the alternative media, the internet, and the truth... are not what you think anymore. Back in a minute. Hold on.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back, talking to Dean Henderson, as we get to once a month, about the state of your lives. You who are listening, most of you depend upon the internet and the alternative community to give you at least a semblance of reality. You're not going to find it on the mainstream media. And as I've said so many times, I'm going to repeat it again. If you've learned nothing from this so-called election cycle, it should be never forgotten. Never again can you trust the mainstream media to tell you the truth about anything. It ain't going to happen. It's down to five corporations now, I'm told, that own 95%+ of the media. Never again can you trust the media. You do have, so far, Google search. Other search engines have search functions. Now, Google has been caught already scrubbing things. We know that. But as it is now, that's all we've got. Not the mainstream media. They're all just talking head idiots. I've never seen anything transpire any faster than I have, Dean, in terms of what we used to call truth. I don't even say the word truth anymore. I try to use the word reality. We don't even get reality on the internet anymore. Now I've got the story up about Hillary using green screen. Did she use green screen? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Can she use green screen? Oh, she could do it easily. Is anything as it seems visually anymore in this digital age? Can we prove anything is real with a picture or video or any other kind of portrayal that we look at?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
The trick of the light, the Who song, and it's like it's all, you know, Photoshop. It's like, yeah, and I mean, just people just go around now. It's, I guess, because the mainstream media just lies incessantly. Our politicians lie incessantly. So now you find just average Joe just making stuff up.
You know, let me say one thing about that. Absolutely. What happened is simply when they saw, and we all reflexively at least, if not intentionally, look up to these people, not you and I, but most people, as being icons, role models. And if they lie, and the movies lie, and characters in the movies lie, characters on TV lie, and they get away with it, what's the message? So what does the common man and woman do? They live in a world of lies. They all lie. I'm going to be lied to. Why the hell shouldn't I lie? So whatever the context of the situation is, they'll lie to suit themselves and to make themselves come out the best.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's just rampant, and that's what's scaring the hell out of me. So I give up on US politics, but again, we have to defend the truth, and everywhere we go, we just call bullshit, I guess you'd say, you know, is what we call it here. But I mean, there's so much of it, and the internet really has contributed, I think, a lot to it. Just like I say, fake images and fake
we've been penetrated. Our alternate movement, the alternative media, we've been so penetrated. There are so many ringers and phonies and shills with names. These are big name people. They're working for the enemy. They're not us.
They have to, because they know that, look, there's two words they got to make dirty, conspiracy and communist, and they've done it. And so they have to infiltrate the left with all kinds of Zionists.
Yeah. Patriot is right in third, right behind.
There you go. And they have to infiltrate the conspiracy movement with these people you're talking about. But the most dangerous people are the people that reject both of those. That's why I think the day you were attacked, you were going to talk to me that night. And that it was no coincidence. And because the most dangerous people are people that get the left thing and they get the conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
And they don't target, they don't target the right-wing, conspiracy people, if you notice. They don't target them at all. They're safe. They're on safe ground. Why? Because their political theories, it's wrong. It's not the way out. But then they don't target just the left because they're also misguided because they don't accept a lot of these conspiracy facts, not theories. And no matter how many footnotes you give them.
Doesn't matter.
So both of those, they don't target. But when you go left and have conspiracy facts, you're dangerous. They'll target you in a hurry. And that's who they target. And that's when you hit the bullseye, and that's the truth. That's where the truth lies. I mean, it's just the way it is. And until people, can get over both of those things, which are so pounded into our heads, and they won't probably in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just, again, American phenomenon. The Russians know all about it. The Russians have jailed all the oligarchs. They've kicked out the Rothschilds. They know the conspiracy side. They also know the political theory.
That's why NATO is stacking up on their western border. They're trying to force them into a conflict.
They're being attacked, and they're a nation state, and that's why Iranians are being attacked. Iran is not an Islamic fundamentalist republic. I mean, it might have started out that way, but increasingly they're a nationalist, socialist country.
Exactly.
And so is Assad, and that's why Assad's being attacked, because the Baathist movement was a movement to unite Arabs, because Sunnis, unite Shias, unite Christians, unite everybody. Forget about it.
And who else was murdered that was trying to take these Arab countries out of the Middle Ages? Saddam Hussein, Gamal Abdel Nasser, and certainly Muammar Gaddafi.
Muammar Gaddafi, exactly the same kind of guy, not an Islamic fundamentalist. Women didn't even wear burqas there and all that stuff.
He was a humanist. The guy was amazing.
And he was just a good guy. He was anarcho-syndicalist is what he called himself. And so these are the people that get targeted, and individuals and leaders and nation states that are that way. The question is, the world is increasingly filled with these kind of nation states, and Russia leading the charge, Iran becoming very much a regional player. They've just developed a turbo engine that apparently puts Boeing stuff to shame on their own, because this has always been the thing with third world countries, is getting the technology transfer from these corporations. They've never been able to get it. They just hide the secrets, and they shut the door on the rest of the world, and you're supposed to live in poverty and buy our stuff, Well, Iran's cracking a lot of nuts that way, and so they're dangerous.
It is so true.
How many? Like I say, America. We're not going to wake up. I don't think so at all. I don't think Europe's going to wake up. But I think that the hope lies again with the Russians, the Iranians, and they're increasingly taking control of Central Asia, which is huge, because that was the Brzezinski plan that he wrote a book on, it, the Grand Chessboard, and that's the Rockefeller Rothschild plan, was to take Central Asia, and they're not being successful.
Can you believe how much patience and dignity and integrity Vladimir Putin has
to put up with this crap? He sees the big picture.
He's amazing.
You're right. He's amazing. And he's a strong individual. And that's what they fear most. It even says in the protocols of the Elders of Zion, they don't fear groups or movements. They fear the one brave individual who can just change things on his or her own.
That's important to mention that again, the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. If you haven't read it, you can get it online. The Protocols of Zion, for short. Please read that and understand that that will help you understand that this plan was formulated a long time ago.
Yeah. Also, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Quiet Wars. William Cooper.
That's what's going on right now. It talks all about the ELFs and just, basically they want to kill us real quietly.
I've been talking about this since 1994, Dean. I found out about this stuff in the late 80s. I couldn't believe it. And eventually, I had to believe it because it was obvious. Yeah. It's true. Where they are technologically now in their ability to control all of us, ladies and gentlemen, would scare you if you knew the potential that's sitting on the shelf. They can take out 90% of the world's population anytime they want.
Anytime. There's a very real possibility that Trump and Clinton are both being psychotronically controlled right now. That's why they always act different. Like every time you see him, it's different, you know?
Trump did a 180 on immigration, for example.
Exactly.
And acted, didn't even act like himself. If you saw that Austin town hall with Hannity.
They act different. They say different things. It's that they act different.
Yeah.
And Bernie acted different. I think they beat him up, but I think they did something to him, too, psychotronically.
You know.
Because he got quiet. And that's just not Bernie. And even if Bernie was threatened, if I know Bernie from what I've known him for years, he wouldn't take it. He would just come out and go to the convention and make it public and just say, look, here's what happened. They threatened me and my family, and this is how it's going to be, and we're going to have a write-in thing, and we're going to win. And that's what, and then the people would have, you'd have been protected. You would have been safe. People would have known what happened, but he didn't.
A hero would have done that. Bernie's not a hero, unfortunately. He's a human. Well, I'm not knocking him.
I know, but what happened to him?
I'm looking right now at a picture, Dean. I'm looking right now at a picture. But next time you look at a picture of Bernie, your screen left as you look at him on his right cheekbone, up at the top, right below his sideburn and in front of it, you look at his face. He'll have that scar the rest of his life. They beat the shit out of him. Excuse my French. They hit him. They hit him real. Somebody with a ring hit him so hard that ring indented into his skin, all the way into his flesh, down to the third layer.
Yeah.
Probably knocked him to the floor. That was the day before he got up and endorsed Hillary. You got to remember that.
Day before. And that's what, remember when Hillary got the black eye that time, too? Nobody ever explained that. You know, so these people are all just, I mean, they're just, these people are just low level.
They're just players. They're players.
Easily bought people, and that's all they are. I mean, the real power is so.
Hey, give them cocaine and they'll do anything, most of them. It's so easy.
There you go. Yeah, or a girl or some money or whatever, you know, and they just have, and of course, the people of the lowest integrity, that's just who gets into politics. This is who wants to be in power. This is who wants to be in charge.
Oh, they have to sell out to qualify.
Yeah, in this system, because it's just it's money. It's just all money here. It's not like that, you know. In Libya, it's not like that in Iran. It's not like that in Russia. You know, it's just not like that. And so it's definitely this is the Illuminati stronghold for now. Now, what's going to happen down the road? I don't know. I mean, maybe they move to China. Maybe they're moving their stuff to China. It seems to me it could be happening. And they're going to dump us. But it just depends. Now that they've put people back to sleep, Bernie's out of the way, they'll probably stick with America for a while longer. That's how they are. They're just opportunists.
Well, they'll keep parasitizing and bleeding it until there's nothing left. And then they'll set it up all over again and
somewhere else.
Reanimate it and do it somewhere else. It's the same game, same scam. Bernie, you look at that scar on his face, folks. He didn't do that shaving. And it was right there, no question about it. All right, let me ask you this. NATO, the thug army of the Rothschilds, is clearly pushing on the Russians, big time. Do you think there's going to come a point? Now, Putin has said it twice that I've heard. He will not tolerate that kind of missile system delivery and command and control on his borders. He will deal with it. And he's got the United Nations as a UN charter law that allows any nation that sees a clear and present danger on its border to take whatever military action is necessary to remove that danger. It allows it. It's a UN law, UN rule.
Yeah, he did it in South Ossetia in Georgia already, remember?
Yep,
a few years ago. He'll do it again. And he's within an illegal.
I think he's waiting until after the election, and then I think he'll use, my guess is he'll use Iskander M missiles. He won't even have to cross the border if he doesn't want to. He'll take every one of those missile batteries out, all the CMC centers out, and goodbye.
Yeah,
that'll be it.
And that's what I mean. It's like, these people, these Illuminati, I mean, they're powerful. They've been powerful for centuries and a long time, but they're not invincible either. And if we can get enough countries with some weapons...
They're not infallible either. They make mistakes.
They're not infallible. They're actually not very smart because they're inbred beyond belief. I mean, they're all inbred. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs, all these people are so inbred.
Yeah.
It just blow your mind. And it's corrupted their genetics. They think they have the special bloodlines, but in fact, they have the most corrupted, degenerate bloodlines.
That's a very interesting and correct statement. Yeah,
it's true. No. And so they're not... You got a guy like Putin who's smart, the Iranians, and you watch what happens. I mean, they're losing. That's what they're losing, and then I think they're going down, and and I think it's, you know, America, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even care so much. People get what they deserve. They're going to get what they deserve here. We're not going to be very well off pretty shortly. We're getting there already. This crash is coming. It's going to happen, folks. I'm telling you, this next week probably. It might have started today. The stock market, you know, started tanking late in the day after they made this hawkish remarks about raising interest rates. And that's what they did.
Oh, they do it on Fridays usually. Yeah.
They do it on Fridays, and then Monday is going to be Black Monday. Maybe, but it's coming soon. We've been just preparing and getting ready, and I'm kind of ready, and I'm just going to sit back on my porch and watch the show now. But that doesn't mean that these people can't be taken out by other entities, other governments, other, you know, united people who are conscious, who aren't asleep, who aren't, you know, plugged into this vortex like Americans are. And that's what I see happening with Russia. And as I say, I mean, Central Asia, we lost. I mean, it's over. I think it's over. I think...
Yeah.
Syria's over. I think we know Mosul's going to fall, and it's over. And this place, this weird place where ExxonMobil executives in three-piece suits and, you know, modern city with high-rise buildings all built by oil companies, and then you have ISIS running the town. I mean, folks, if you can't see the truth, go to Mosul and walk the streets, you know, and then you'll see how transparent this all is and who created ISIS. And that's who created ISIS, was the big oil companies.
You notice the mainstream media today, with alleged revulsion, put that video up of these, what the ISIS killers, fighters call cubs. That's a code word for little children that they're training to be killers, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. They had 5 Kurds on their knees in the orange jumpsuits, shaved heads, and they had 5 of their cubs standing behind them. I won't watch the video. Each kid had a gun. Handgun, and they executed these 5 Kurds. They're training these children to be psychopaths.
There's only one country that's capable of being this barbaric, and Jeff, we know who it is. It's the British. And, I mean, that's who these people are. And the whole, you know, Samuel Huntington, again, wrote the thesis, 1973, Crisis of Democracy, Clash of Civilizations, for the Trilateral Commission, which was just created by David Rockefeller and Zig Brzezinski that same year. And he talks about creating this war between Muslims and Christians and Jews. That's what they're doing. So
that's a war that's been going on for 1,000 years. They just fired it up again.
Yeah, well, it hasn't really, though. I mean, it was the Middle Ages. There was trouble. But again, back then it was the Saracen nationalist Muslims. You know, the Saracens, who were more like the Gaddafis of the world, the Iranians of the world, actually were working with the West to combat the assassins of the world, who were, again, were being created by the Freemasons, the Muslim Brotherhood.
No, I didn't know that. That is news.
True. So it's always been a fallacy that we have to be at war with these Muslims, and most Muslims are just good people. They really are, and that's what people just cannot buy into. That, I mean, Bill Maher, all the way Bill Maher to Donald Trump, they've all bought. It's worked. See, this thesis that they wrote has worked on people's brains worldwide. I mean, you get the Burkini thing in France now. Because why? Because a guy runs over 80 people with a truck. Guess what? He's a Mossad cutout. He's a British intelligence creation, Aga Khan Foundation.
How many of these mass killers are?
None that aren't. There's none that aren't. Al Qaeda, there's none that are not the creation of these British intelligence, and they're not Muslims.
You're right about the Brits being the most.
Stuff.
Yeah, the Brits are the most cruel, ruthless killers on the planet.
Yeah. They are, and the only ones that could actually do these kind of things, beheadings, and the cubs, and just creating this crazy stuff. And the crazier, the better, of course, because then the more people will hate Muslims and think they're all just a bunch of barbarians.
Let me rewind and go back to the South African Boer War. If you want to understand what we're talking about, look what the Brits did to the Christian whites in South Africa.
Yeah, exactly. I've been there. I've talked to the Boers, and they hate the British. They hate them. I mean, they still hate them. Yeah. And they just have done this everywhere. And again, they pitted the Boers against the blacks, which still exists today. And some buy into it, and some don't. But it shouldn't happen. There's no conflict there. The conflict was that the British put the Boers on the front line to protect their holdings, Cecil Rhodes' holdings, and sacrifice the Boers, and you know all this stuff.
And for you, Sharpie. Listeners, Cecil Rhodes, as in Rhodes Scholar, as in William Jefferson Clinton, okay?
Exactly.
Not scholarship, not intellect. It's all about political agenda training.
Exactly. We got a guy running for governor, Eric Greitens, in Missouri here. He's a New World Order guy. He's Rhodes Scholar. He's tied to the Aspen Institute, so very important if anyone from Missouri is listening to know that. And don't let this guy become our governor, because he's one of them.
Well, look at
Rhodes Scholar is.
Yeah, sure. Look at Tim Kaine. He's not in there for... That was no accident. Come on, no. They're lining everything up. Now, Hillary's health is obviously... It's deconstructing. Let's just phrase it that way. Uh-huh. So Tim Kaine, if he has to step in, he'll just pick it right up and run with it. Same, by the way, same with Pence. Pence is a player. He's a globalist player.
He now, is, too.
Totally free trade guy.
That's what they do.
Now he's trying to pretend like he isn't. It's sickening.
Yeah, that's what they do. And then they just infiltrate every good thing and make it their thing. And that's what they do. So that's how they do stuff.
Well, I'm just hopeful that some of our listeners will do the research and keep listening to you and the few others who really have it figured out. I mean, you mentioned Preston James earlier. Jim Fetzer was on, and we got a few good people out here. But I want to also tell you that a lot of the people in our business, the alternative news community, are phonies, they're ringers, they're whores, they're shills, they're prostitutes, or they're little ego-tripping jerks. As much problem on the reverse as the mainstream media does.
We do, and it's getting worse because it's getting like fashionable. And so somebody
else... Oh, it's cool now. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool. Somebody will say something, and then you just... It's like the repeaters come out, and they just repeat what somebody said, and it's just sickening. But you're right, and bottom line, people, just think for yourself. Don't listen to what I'm saying. I don't ask. I don't want to be some freaking guru. I don't know hardly anything, really. I'm just a Missouri farm boy. But, you know, just think for yourself. That's the important thing. You know, you have to be very discerning when you go to these sites, and you have to figure out for yourself, you know, is this person telling the truth or not? And you have to do your research. You can't just be lazy and click, 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 go to your favorite site every day and just get locked into it. And be brainwashed. No different than mainstream media is brainwashing.
And memorize those little sound bites that you can impress your friends with. You know, it's all little tape loops. People think they're smart and wise, and they're not. They're just an agglutination of garbage that they've picked up from sources they think are cool.
It's not where it's at, man. Be your own person. That's where it's at. And
see, that's self-empowerment. Cool. They don't want that. They do not want us to remember our original heritage and our destiny, and that's to be the best we can as individuals.
Exactly, at whatever we do, and we don't need a hive, and we don't need a group, and we don't need to belong, we don't need to be connected, especially not to, you know, Satan's computer network. We just need to be the best. Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. We need to be the best we can be as individuals.
You mentioned
integrity.
Yeah, you mentioned Hive. I've been saying that honestly for, I'll bet, 20 years. Hive, the Hive mentality. How they do it. Now, what is it? It was Gen X, okay? They group people. They got to have a handle. Gen X. Now it's the millennials, right?
Yeah.
These are generations. And they're all put in a nice little package.
So they can market stuff. It's easier to
exactly.
market stuff. Madison Avenue. That's what they did to the hippies, the Madison Avenue them. But they Madison Avenue everything. And they group people up. And they, you're one of this, or you have to be one, you have to be something. You can't just, you know, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's so ridiculous, people.
You gotta have a label. You gotta have a name. You gotta be affiliated. You gotta be tied with something. And that just damn smartphones. When I see people with those things, if they don't get a text or something for 5 minutes, they start to go into withdrawals. I mean, it's really bad. And most of
alcohol or heroin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Thank you. I think I was the first person to start talking about the addiction, the mass addiction of smartphones. It is really frightening.
It's
frightening.
And just watching people and how it's just, you know, supposedly it's connecting us into groups and all this phony stuff. But in fact, what it's doing is it's tearing apart any kind of social interaction. You go to a restaurant, you watch people, families, and they'll just sit there and they don't even talk to each other.
They don't look at each other. They don't talk. They don't exchange ideas. No.
Do anything together. They don't go out and play croquet in the yard, or they don't go out and work together in the garden. No, they just, everything is like separate. Everything, got to have my separate phone and my separate TV and my separate this.
And I'm really, I'm unique. I've got a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm unique. I'm so special. Yeah. I am the smartest. And it's just, it's really tearing people up. And it's no way to create a community. It's not going to do that, people. It's just destroying.
Well, there's no...
Get rid of those cell phones. They're killing you anyway. I mean,
get rid of
I'm probably one of the only people that doesn't. But I don't want one. on. And I mean, I can't even imagine. And now they got this stuff, and it's like $500. I heard somebody's telling me they got these $500 cell phones now. I'm like, really?
Oh, get it. If you have to have a portable phone, get a little flip phone. That's all you need. You don't need to be on the internet.
They junk them out, and then they raise the price. And
It's true.
It's classic, but it's
and you'll pay for that addiction. You'll pay whatever price there is.
Yeah, and it's so sad. So just, you know, do you really want to spend your life that way? I mean, is that how you want to spend your whole entire life? You know, you go to a concert, and instead of watching a concert, you're on your phone telling people you're at the concert, taking pictures of yourself.
Stealing your life.
Or just stealing your life from you. You don't have a life, people.
No.
Anybody doing this, you don't have a life. Get your life back. Take your life back. Take very own life back. You have your own life. Nobody can tell you who you are or what you have to do or what you have to believe, but you have to believe in yourself, man.
And, you got to find out who you are, that you are something, and you are not what they have created, believe
me. No, you're way better than that.
Yeah. Thank you, Dean, as always. You take care of yourself, huh?
All right. Hey, you too, Jeff.
Okay, brother. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, man. Bye.
Dean Henderson, and that's about as much as we can put in an hour for you to think about, and we'll be right back.